Hey guys, I just want to remind everyone that we're currently doing a giveaway right now. All you need to do is these three simple steps. One, leave a five-star review for us on Apple Podcasts. Two, leave a review for us also on Apple Podcasts. And then three, email us with proof that you've done both the first two steps. And if you want, you can leave a question in the email. If you do all these steps, you'll be in with a chance to win a £25 Amazon goodie bag of your choice. So get doing it, guys. So I would like to start off this podcast just by reading out some reviews that you guys have sent in. It's really great. Keep them going. So the first one we've got here is from Poppy Ginger. So I'm going to guess that's Poppy. She said, it says, great entertainment, 5 stars. She says, I love hearing about how you're all doing and what you've all been up to. This podcast is great and feels very natural when you're listening to it. It's like being around a dinner table with you all. Thank you. That's the sort of feel that we're going for. And she also said, great selection of films and television with a good range and a little bit of something for everyone. I found myself remembering how good films were, which I haven't watched in a while, especially with the Pirates of the Caribbean episode. Keep up, guys. Thanks, Poppy. To be honest,
thanks, Poppy.
Thank you, Poppy.
The podcast is good because it makes us like, it does make you watch films you haven't seen for a while, as well as new films you see from you haven't seen for a while. It's like nice. Go and revisit them. And like, because you're a bit older, you appreciate them a wee bit more.
Yeah, most definitely.
And our next one's from Alana.
Thank you, Alana.
Thanks, Alana.
Thank you.
Everyone on the podcast should know Alana by now.
And Poppy as well, because we've both been
guests. Poppy.
Obviously, and Poppy as well, yeah. Obviously, yeah. Right. This title is Good Old Family Fun. It's a 5-star rating again. Keep these 5-star rating, guys. I'm loving it. Maybe it's not no link to the quiz or giveaway or anything. But... Right, guys. Alana wrote, Excellent podcast to listen to when doing pretty much anything. You guys seem very passionate about what you're speaking about, whether it be film, TV, or just general chit-chat. Positive vibes all around, and great to see siblings get along so well. Keep going. We'd recommend to anyone and everyone. Thank you very much, Alana.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank you very much. My bad. Thank you very much, guys. Keep it going with
the reviews, keep them coming in.
Remember,
email us them, and if you do everything, you'll be nominated for the giveaway.
I'm sure heard Craig in chat somewhere. Yeah.
Wait, get
doing it, guys.
wait, what's that, guys? Giveaway, you heard someone say. Yeah, I'm going to write you again, only a minute after you just heard it. 5-star rated Apple Podcast, rate, review, email it in, guys.
Sorted, boom.
Got on that.
Boom,
check it out. Very excited. All right, if you're interested, I'm just going to quickly say here, if you're interested in a second giveaway to win a £25 takeaway, you can do exactly the same thing for my other podcast, All We Do Is Chat, and we have actually changed our name, so now it is actually All We Do Is Chat.
Why did you change it?
Because having implied profanity in names does not bode well for advertising purposes.
Fair enough.
Right, let's just jump right into the review. Take us away, okay. Louise.
So this week we watched and are going to review the film Dunkirk. So this came out in 2017, and this is a synopsis from IMDb. It says, Allied soldiers from Belgium, the British Empire and France are surrounded by the German army and evacuated during a fierce battle in World War II. And that's kind of a short one, but yeah.
I remember learning about this in school.
I never learned about Dunkirk. It in school.
Really? You
know. I did it in higher history, I think. Maybe it's not five, nice. I don't know. But like they just went in too early and were not prepared. The Germans just snuck in like behind the line and kind of pushed them right into this little corner.
Jeez.
I remember it's the BEF, the British Expeditionary Force, and they all had to get evacuated. It's a good film. Like, I saw this film in the cinema when it came out in 2017. It was like really good in the cinema.
It was well made, I thought.
Can you from the sound of your voice, you can tell you're not going to rate it that highly then.
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, we can't talk about that yet, guys.
So, okay, the cast and crew. Christopher Nolan directed this one. He's very famous modern director, like Batman trilogy, like Inception, Interstellar, very famous kind of guy. This one's got like Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy, Kenneth Branagh, like Harry Styles in it. Which I think he's pretty good in it.
He's alright, yeah.
Yeah, he's good at acting in it.
I thought
everyone's good in
it. I thought actor was good again.
Yeah.
I thought Tom Hardy was really good in it. I mean, he said about three words, but he just portrayed this character very well, I thought.
Yeah, with only his eyes. Yeah. When this came out, there was a joke because, like, Dark Knight Rises just came out as well, so they're like, apparently he only, in Mad Max, like, Tom Hardy only takes roles that covers, like, three quarters of his face.
Why?
You can only see his eyes. He's an eye actor. It's a joke, obviously.
All right, okay.
Yeah, why would he do that? Why?
He's self-conscious about his body.
his rippling abs. He's self-conscious about his rock-hard abs. Stop looking at me, guys. I'm so ripped. Yeah, so this one...
Is it...
There you go.
Jack Loudon from... He's like the pilot, one of the pilots in it. He came from just like a bit, like just outside. Don't know if I can just say, but just near where we live.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. That's the Scottish pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
He lives in Edinburgh now.
Gee, Willikers, I didn't know that. Oh my god.
I know.
Right, so this
very
one.
Near to us.
This one's quite a unique film. I've seen people talk about it. How like. This film doesn't really have a focus on character. It is purely like a story about a situation and an event.
What's happening?
Yeah, because most of the characters don't really get names throughout it.
Yeah.
Which makes kind of writing notes about them quite hard, because I'm just like, the boy does this.
Boy.
But then, but it is purely based like on this event, and it's quite a unique framing device, which no one tends to have like a weird like twist on his thing, Still, this is quite like a good time for this to come out as well, because the Tenet, his next film's trailer just came out this week.
Oh,
really?
Oh, it's almost like you planned that, Louise, isn't it?
Does it look
good?
Yeah,
that was.
Yeah, what a good plan. So then it looks quite cool. It's Tenet. It's about like kind of like this guy who can manipulate time in some way. Obviously, like Inception's like about dream, kind of obviously like, all these crazy things. It looks really cool, but this one has this kind of unique thing where it's three separate timelines. It has the mole, which is a week, the sea, which is a day, and then the air, which is an hour or something like that.
No, I think the air is like a couple. It's a couple of hours. It's like half
there
a
one.
Day.
Yeah. One.
I don't remember.
Sure, okay,
it's
so
more
then
an hour.
I don't know. The film opens in this town. Paper flying in the air.
It's silent.
The film is a really good thing of like, it's either dead silence or it's like tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
It makes it very suspenseful.
Yeah, it's very tense. Yeah. Then there's like these paper flying in there, we're like, what is this paper? But it's like they've dropped leaflets onto all the allied area. It says, we surround you. What do you think that was then, Louise? If you didn't know what was that.
I just thought it was like newspapers and that, and I was like, what is that?
It's this little leaflet. Little leaflet. So then we see our main guy, who I don't really gets a name the whole film, but I'll just call him the main guy.
No.
Jim.
Yeah.
Tom Jim.
Tom Jim.
Is that what he said?
No.
Jim.
Call him.
Just call him Jim. Hello, Jim.
Jackie. Yeah, so the main guy, Jim. He gets he reads one of these leaflets and says, is his name Tommy? Okay. Like Tommy Gunn.
Okay. Yeah. Right, we'll call him Tommy. Yeah, Tommy.
He reads his little book that says, we surround you. And then he tries to go for a pee, but it doesn't really work. And he almost starts getting shot at. Like, pop, 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 pop. And then all his friends start going down. Hitting the deck, apart from one guy. And he like turns around, fires like one shot, doesn't do anything, then drops his gun and runs away.
I don't know why he'd drop it. I mean,
Absolutely.
I thought his gun was jammed or something. That's why.
I don't know. But he does fire a shot, but he just drops it. So then runs towards the French line, and they start shooting him. He's like, anglais, anglais.
Yeah.
This film has there's a lot of scenes that have like no dialogue in it at all.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. For most of the film,
hardly
not much
any.
Very
visual.
Fun. Yeah, definitely. So then he runs to the French line and arrives at the beach, and then like I think they do a really good job of establishing like the beach is just massive.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of people on
so
the beach.
So open as well. Nothing.
I think as well, like, it's not CGI, it's just, it's real people. All of it's real people. Which looks quite cool. Obviously, there is some CGI, like, later on with explosions and stuff, but, like, quite a lot of it is just actually real.
What? Jeez!
Exactly. Jeez. Exactly.
Yes.
So then he runs around the corner, goes, they have to go to the toilet, and he sees another man, he's like burying a body.
Yeah, burying a guy, and he goes to help him.
This man I call the silent man in my notes. The silent man.
Ooh, I mean, there's quite a lot of silent men.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're all very silent, but he's very silent, this guy. He doesn't see
anything. He is, yeah, particularly silent.
And the ticks, tick, 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 all through this, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. It's just like, there's, through like every scene, it's either dead silence or tick, 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 tick. Because, like, the clock's ticking. It's like, cause we're just trying to be very aware that, like, there is always a clock ticking, no matter how, like, much of a downtime it seems.
Yeah. I was thinking that, like, when do they actually sleep?
Tick, 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 tick. But it says the mole, just after this, it says the mole, 1 week. One so, like, they must sleep at some point. 1 week. The silence. It's, like, silent. And then it's broken, because you hear, like...
Jets.
The plane.
Coming.
Go place your shod side the face.
You hear a cat coming in.
Flying at the sky.
Because then all the guys are starting to line up by the sea.
Yeah, because they're waiting to get in the boat. It's funny how they're all, like, lined up in such particular lines. Like, no, this is for grenadiers. Get out here, mate.
Yeah.
Get out of here, mate. Like, for the brigadiers. Right. I'm in the brigadier boat.
It's because they'll have a order to which everyone gets to go home from.
Order, yes. It's very simple. The highest ranks got off first.
Order. Yeah.
If you're a good soldier, you go off the beach first. Order in court. Right. So, then it cuts. That's the end of the thing. The bomb. That's quite a cool scene where, like, the bombs start dropping and our guy hits the deck.
Yeah.
And then the bombs are like... Boom,
they get closer. Boom, they get closer to
it. Like, getting closer and closer. And literally it stops like just one before it blows up.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. Goddamn.
Close one.
There's a couple of times where the guy just scrapes past death.
It's lucky that our main guy didn't die.
Yeah.
The film would be over. But then, actually not wouldn't, because there's three separate timelines. So then this is the second timeline starts right now. We see a small seaside town, presumably in the south of England. And then we see this young guy, who we find out later is called George. He goes over to this boat and tries, and he talks to this guy, Peter, and his dad about how, like, the boat's been requisitioned by the Navy and they're going to, like, take it and use it to go and evacuate people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we see...
goes.
He does go. It's because, like, it's kind of hard to talk about because all these scenes are, like, intercut constantly with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of jump in ship for all these different...
Yeah, so we see, like, George go to this boat, and then in the air at the same time, we introduce to these three fighters. We only ever see two of them for some reason. We'll talk about why. And then in the air, the fuel's tight. There's three planes. And then again, they're on the beach.
Right.
This scene's quite cool because, like, they find a wounded guy.
Yeah, they find a wounded guy and they have to carry him, put him on the stretcher, and, like, they've started loading up one of the ships, and obviously all the wounded get on first.
The ship's about to leave.
But it's about to leave, and they're quite far away, so they have quite a journey ahead of them.
They're not proper, like, and the violin's like.
Yeah. I liked that, but it really made me feel intense.
It is quite a good scene. I'll tell you my favourite scene when it comes along. I'm like, this is my guy. My laddie.
Okay.
So then they're running. Obviously, like, as you said before, like, it's reserved for just wounded people, but they're thinking, like, oh, we can slip on as well. If we can get to the front of the line at least, if we're, like, helping these guys get to the front. And they have to, like, there's a bit we have to, like, run across this little,
like, a beam. Of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, just take a run at it, mate. Ah! And they're like, yeah. And the bombs are, because bombs are starting to drop and they hit the pier.
Yeah. Don't like it.
It's a shame. Violin.
But they make it.
Yeah. Oh, my notes just say, at the harbour, violin is still pumping in the air. Violin, faster and faster. But it is just like, they cut to things, just nothing's happening.
Literally.
They're very good at using sound for this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we see it's in a cut with the boat as well. It's like the the boat casts off, and like, do you know where we're going, George? It's like, oh, we're going to France. It's like, we're going to war, George.
And then it shows the jet planes in action.
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah. Pretty intense.
Josh just turned into the kid from the guy from Peace Academy.
Police Academy. Yeah, so then they arrive at the... So those... it's all intercut, like, so the boys arrive at the boat, they drop off the body, but then they try to, like, hang about on the boat. They're like, oh, what are you doing, mate? Get off this boat!
Yeah.
Get off here, you chances! And then they have to jump off, and then the guy's like, come on, we'll go down here, and they kind of, like, sneaky wee jump into the rafters of the pier.
To try and jump into our ship.
Very sneaky, very sneaky. So you can see that he's obviously quite crafty, this other guy.
Yeah, he's doing. Always on the ball.
Yeah, absolutely is. And it, like, it's just, I quite like watching this film because it's just like, they're two, we never really speak to each other, but it's like, they have a common goal. We just want to get off this beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always stick together.
Yeah. It's nice because obviously it's just like they have a common goal. And we find out a bit more about him later on, and we're like, oh, interesting stuff. So,
yes.
We see on the sea, like, the planes. We see from the plane's perspective, they fly over a boat. And then we see, like, the from the boat's perspective, they pass by, like, a giant cruiser.
Yeah.
And it's, like, huge. Just give it, like, the idea of, like, how many people are on this boat. It's just massive. Like, it's just, like, a stadium packed into one boat.
Yeah.
They see, and they can see smoke in the distance. Did we mention as well, like, yeah, so, like, the timelines are kind of, like, disjointed, so, like, we see things from people's perspectives, and we see characters.
At different times.
Yeah, it's quite... I remember when I first watched it, I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, it's quite confusing.
Yeah, same.
It's quite good to grasp.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool.
I liked it.
And then, as you said, Louise, there's like, people are fighting, they're having a dog fight in the air. I was trying to remember for ages when I was writing my notes, what is an aerial fight called? It's called a dog fight. Because dogs can fly.
Because yeah,
when you think of a flying animal, you immediately think of dogs, obviously.
Yeah. Well, they're
flying. That's up. I flew my dog a couple of days ago.
That's what I was like.
Yeah, your dog.
Yeah. Nice. I took out for a wee fly.
Yeah, and this plane starts flying past it. It's like...
It has a fight.
Yeah, so Tom Hardy shoots down this enemy plane. He's like, I'm going to need you to turn left. Now! And he goes like... So the enemy plane flies right into his line of fire. And he's like...
Yeah, shoots it down. That's their job, because the pilot's job is to stop the plane from bombing everyone else.
Yeah, they're like escorts for the ships.
Yeah.
But then, like, he's like, Fortress Leader, Fortress Leader, come in, Fortress Leader. But they've lost contact with Fortress Leader.
With Black Hole.
And then he is in the water. And the boat, the little boat with the British people on it, comes and goes past them.
Like, actually, not for much later, because of the disjointed timeline. Shit. That is what happens just next, but like, we don't actually see that for ages.
It's hard. This is going to be a very confusing review for you guys. Yeah, a lot.
Well, you just remember, there's three different timelines. There's the boys at the beach. There's the young guys on the boat, and then there's the plane, the pilots.
Yep.
So then. We see on the pier of the beach, like on the same place that the young boys are, there we see the commanding officers talking about how there's 400 men on this beach, but there's only room for 45,000. Sorry, there's 400,000, not 400. There's 400,000 men on this beach, and only room for 45,000 on military ships.
Yeah, the mission.
Yeah.
Churchill said he only wanted to get so many back.
37 or something.
He's like, we have to prepare. Prepare for what? The Battle of Britain. The Battle of Britain. God.
So is that true? Churchill only cared, like, Churchill didn't care if, like, most of them died.
It's maybe a bit controversial, but Churchill wasn't that good a guy.
Yeah, there was a lot of things. Apparently Churchill knew that the Holocaust was happening about 3 years before anyone stopped it.
Definitely. They all knew, yeah. Eisenhower and all that stuff knew.
Because they didn't want to disrupt the war effort, so they just ignored it.
Well, like, yeah.
Which is terrifying.
Donkulous.
Well, Churchill was a bit of a warmonger. A warmonger. He was like almost like begging for war to be declared on Germany before it was even necessary.
It worked out perfectly for him politically.
Yes, that's what like people always say. Like he might not have been that good a guy, but he was in the right place at the right time. Yeah. He's the right man for the job.
Yeah.
My favorite Churchill quote is: "You do not reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth." That's quite. That's in the film Darkest Hour. Oh yeah, because you can't. Like, you don't reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth. That's how I imagine he spoke.
Because then I'll eat
you. I imagine he spoke like Churchill the dog. You do not reason with a tiger. Would you buy car insurance?
Probably, yeah.
Must be that. So then, and then we see at the sea that they arrive at the down, at a different down ship, and it's there's a man there, and it's Cillian Murphy. He's quite a famous actor, Peaky Blinders and stuff like that. He's the Scarecrow in the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yes,
he's a famous.
He's a Scarecrow.
It was weird.
That I was meaning before.
I getcha.
Pinky Blinders.
Yeah, neither. When he came on the ship, I was like, what?
Yeah. Mental. He's Tommy Shelby.
And he's not speaking.
He said it was Tommy Shelby. I was like, what?
Tommy Shelby.
Birmingham. But he's silent when they first get onto the boat.
He is silent. You're right. There's a lot of silent people in this one.
He seems quite shell-shocked.
Yes. They say that later on. Like,
yes.
What's wrong with him, Mr. Dillon? He's shell-shocked, George. He's not himself. He's shell-shocked. That's not the accent they have at all.
You might never be himself again.
You might never be of the Beatles. You might never be himself again, George.
The Beatles.
He might never be himself again.
Oh, George.
Speaking of the Beatles, I had a conspiracy, because on my other podcast, we did Conspiracy Corner this week, and I talked about how there's a conspiracy theory that George is dead. Do you want to show you that video, Craig?
Yeah.
I talked about that. Stole all my points from that.
But he is actually dead.
He actually isn't dead.
Yeah.
What?
But Paul McCartney.
Well, he's alive. That's like, you know that girl, Avril Lavigne? Apparently she's still alive, but apparently she died, dead. But she's got a clone. That's
it. A clone?
Yeah.
And then we cut to the air and they're flying over and they look down and they see their captain Fortersluder, but he's dead, unfortunately. What a bummer. And then Hardy is like, he's looking at his fuel gauge and it's broken
because he got shot by the dogfights.
He got shot and somehow Hardy managed to like the pilot.
I did not realise that he was in this.
You saw him at the end.
Oh yeah, but he looked really different. He's not fake. He looked really different.
Yeah. We talked about that at the start, though. How he has a mask on in all the films.
I remember.
5 minutes ago when you said that.
What would happen if I take that mask off? That would be most unfortunate.
It would be very painful for you.
Yeah. He's a good actor, Tom Hardy. I must admit,
he's a funny guy. Yeah. He's in Peaky Blinders as well. Yeah. He plays a Jewish,
the head of the Jewish
warlord,
crime family.
So then we see at the beach. This is like the kind of like iconic shot you see like in the posters and stuff, where like there it's the you see the pier, it's just packed full of people and it's silent, and then you start hearing like a low whine, like, and then everyone starts one by one start looking up, and it's like. Oh no! And then it becomes obvious what's happening. There's like a big plane coming in. It's like swooping in.
And then they start setting off bombs.
Bombs start popping off.
And then two X-wing fires come up behind it, with the Millennium Falcon, and they blast that away.
Yeah.
What?
And it's like. Whoa!
It just got to land on the beach, and he like salutes, and then hands up on the Falcon. He salutes back, and then that's it. That's the fly away.
He says like, "Chewie, we're home."
Oh right, not talking about it. It's a joke.
Okay, so then there's a bomb start hitting, and then they hit this medical ship, and there's like nurses on board this ship, but we never see any of the nurses or anything again.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did they
go? It's like later on we find like a Dutch civilian, but we never see him again. So did he die?
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Hmm.
So then the boy this boy called Harry Styles. You might have heard of him, very famous pop star. This wee laddie. I really like his new album. New, not new. I know it's old, all right? Stop shouting at me.
Oh, I'm yeah. Have you... What?
I'm out.
No, you've not, Craig.
Yes, I have. You know the dome when? In Edinburgh? The dome?
Yeah.
He was in there.
I'm talking about my head again.
You don't see the picture I've got, though?
It's not creepy. You actually stop it.
Only joking, guys.
This guy Harry Styles jumps off the ship, and all the rest of them also start swimming towards the pier where our guys are still hiding because they remember they jumped off the ship before.
And he saves Harry.
Harry Potter is alive. Saves him. He scoops him up and he's like, "There you go, laddie." So then obviously they're like, "Thank you for helping me up. Thanks for helping me. Give me a good
Harry's
place to
called
hide.
Alex.
I'm going to call him Harry Styles.
Yeah.
His full name the whole time. That's what I just call him Harry Styles every time. Harry Styles, one word, his full name.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, so he is brought on. Then the captain above is like, "I'll get you boys another ship." I don't know why he's speaking like Ben now, but yeah, he's going to get them a replacement ship. Yeah. So then our two guys, the silent guy and the main guy, they jump in the water and jump back up and come up the ladder so they can pretend that they were part of that. People who jumped off that ship.
Yeah.
Part of the team.
I like that one.
And you can see that the guy who's really out is like, he's looking so shifty around. He's like, looks like he's panicking.
Yeah.
And then eventually they do get on board. Everyone goes downstairs apart from the silent guy. And when they're downstairs, they all get jam toast. And I was like, jam toast.
Yo. Yeah, that looked good toast though.
That's absolutely good.
It'd be cold, but doesn't matter. I'm sure they'd be cold as well. So. Absolute jam toast, you jammy son of a gun.
I've not had jam in months.
Jam's great.
I love jam.
Jam.
So the silent one, he stays outside. Like, what's he doing? He stayed outside. Why is he doing that?
They asked, he said, "What's he doing?" But he said, "He's looking out. He wants to be ready if there's an attack."
He'll be looking for an escape.
Yeah. To be fair, like, I would be doing exactly the same thing. I would not want to be. I would go in and go.
I'd be getting my food.
Yeah.
If I can grab a bit of toast and go back outside, I'm not worth drowning for.
Yeah.
Oops, definitely.
Yeah, so the Harry Styles goes and stands next to our main guy, who's called?
Tommy Shelby.
No, he's not. He's called Tommy. He goes and stands next to Harry Styles and they sit and chat about Tommy. And then you see that he notices the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he notices it being shut.
Yeah, and they establish that he, like, because he talks about how the other guy's looking for a way out, but obviously so is he.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He notices, like, and that is smart. When I watched it the first time, I was like, "Ooh, what's going to happen?
Because even though they're on a boat, they still have a long journey ahead of them getting back.
Aye.
Definitely. Aye.
So, back at sea, we see Cillian Murphy. He's, like, panicked about going back.
Yeah.
Which is fair news.
Yeah.
We're like, but why is he so panicked?
He's like, "We can't go.
Because first of all, he thought they're going back to England, but then he realised that they're going back to
He's with one of the Beatles.
"We can't go there.
I've got to start a rock and roll band." No. Yeah, so then
I don't get why the son, like, locks him in the room.
I don't know.
That was pretty weird.
He just thinks he's just trying to make a decision, I think. He's just trying to do something.
All right.
Obviously,
he kind of gave me claustrophobia.
Quite scared by him as well.
Claustrophobia.
He was acting quite weird the whole time because obviously he's shell-shocked.
Yeah, he shook up.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it's kind of implied, like, they don't actually say specifically, but it's kind of implied that their dad was in World War One or something because he would have been about the right age for it.
Yeah. And he knows what he's doing. He seems committed to the war effort.
Yeah, he's pretty confident.
There's a guy walking past, he's got an absolute mullet.
Also, he didn't...
In real life, sorry.
Give him a wee wave.
Give us a wave.
Dad also not phased by when things were happening. I was like, how are you not, like, actually pooing your pants?
I think he was just, like, staying strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For his stiff upper lip. Stiff upper lip and all that. Yeah, so then... we see, in the air, we see that there's this bomber flying over and it's about to target... a ship. So then there's not like, there's another dog fight and they're like, boom, 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 boom. So imagine that. I'm sure you can picture it from my great sound effects.
Yes.
And then the violin is like.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, they managed to shoot down all the planes, but unfortunately, the Scottish pilot also got shot real bad. The guy from Edinburgh, or the guy from wherever he said he was from.
So then he lives needs in Edinburgh now.
He's in Edinburgh now, but he's actually from the west coast somewhere.
10 minutes away from Pafford.
Pafford.
Which, where about in Pafford?
No, he doesn't live in Pafford.
No, like just outside it.
It's just outside it.
Doesn't stay in Pafford. Pafford, right. No, so he needs to, the guy's like, right, you should bail out then. He's like, nah, I'm not going to bail out. I'm just going to land the plane. I'm going to ditch the plane or something because you have to land it. Because I imagine it's probably a bit less dangerous.
Yeah, because you landed in water as well, so like it would float for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like it cuts away from that. And then on the boys, the younger guys at the beach, we see them, well, not the beach anymore, they're all now on a ship, but they're looking around. And like the silent guy looks out the back and he sees like all these rowboats trying to get towards him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait for us, guys. There's enough room for us all.
All of a sudden, water comes rushing in.
He's like, torpedo! Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The ship floods quickly. Doesn't look good at all. That's what it says in my notes.
Because there's bombs going off again.
No, there's a torpedo hit them. Like ruptured the side of the ship.
What's a torpedo?
Torpedo's like a water missile.
My lord.
Oh my god, I didn't realise.
Everyone's trapped. Everyone's trapped in the water.
Apart from our silent guy, he's outside, he's like, I'll be alright. Guys, but then he's like, you know what, I'll actually go back and save people.
Guys, I know this is completely off the pace of what we're talking about. But I just thought the fans might well listen to McDonald's have just released their limited menu, like right now.
Whoa. Okay, you shouldn't be on your phone doing this.
30 minutes ago. No. I just got a message, so someone tell me it.
Okay, so, yeah, the silent guy, he ends up going back to the ship. Like the sealed door that we saw from the other side before.
Yeah.
And then he rips it open like the absolute Hulk.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar. And then that's it. Then they all kind of swim out. Harry Styles, the main guy. And does anyone else make it out? I don't think so. Everyone else just drowns, unfortunately.
Nah. Is Harry Styles like one of the last ones out?
Yeah.
I think only two of them make it. The rest of them all like
Tommy
much, obviously
comes out
make
after
it.
Harry.
Yeah, Harry Potter. So it's a bit of a bummer because all these people die. We just saw them escape. We thought they finally made it, but obviously not because the film was only halfway through at that point.
Yeah.
And then, in the sea, we see the Spitfires flying overhead, but from their perspective this time.
Yeah. Different point of view. Oh my god, we've already seen this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. And we see the shell-shocked man. He's panicking. He wants to be let out because he realizes he's been locked in, which is like, again, why would you bother? Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So he climbs out the roof.
The roof, the wee hatch in the roof.
Aye.
And then we see, again, in the air, about how there's not much fuel left. There's almost no fuel.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was making me feel a bit nervous.
Because he didn't know how much fuel he had because the gauge is broken. So he's like, 50 gallons.
Just guessing. Yeah.
50 gallons.
15 gallons.
He's dressed as he's Bane. 50 gallons.
Bane
from Batman.
Okay, so then we see the boys. They're like swimming, trying to get on this boat. And then we see the shell-shocked man on that boat. We're like, but what? But he's on the other boat. What?
Yeah, I was so confused.
Absolute mind bender.
Why was he on the other boat?
That's based before.
Yeah, it was a different timeline. Because
I'm really sorry for anyone listening to this. This must be so confusing to listen to.
Maniac. But like, so as we said before, the one that follows the young boys that takes over a week, takes place over a week, and then the daytime line is the sea one, and then the hour timeline is the plain one.
Yeah.
Because we see pretty much, we see the entire air timeline in its entirety from like just an hour, whereas other ones kind of skip around and cut around a bit.
Yeah.
So at one point that he was on that boat, but we didn't.
Yeah, so like in order of his events for him, he was a captain on one of these boats, and then he goes and gets torpedoed and then gets picked up by the people at the sea.
Oh.
It is. They tell it out of order. It's not non-linear.
Okay.
But yeah, like we're like, what? Why is he there? And then they're like, they refuse. The silent guy manages to get on the boat, but they refuse the other two.
Yeah.
And they're like,
there's not enough room.
Harry Styles says, "Wait till you get torpedoed." Not in that voice, but he says it. And then, and my note says, "Oh, he will soon know what it's like to get torpedoed because we know that he was already torpedoed."
Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
But then the silent guy, he chucks a rope off the back of the boat so they can hang on to it and get dragged along.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, he told them they have to wait for another boat, but he's like, nah.
Now help them. And it's crazy that we don't notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nice.
Maybe then it shows to ignore it, because like...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's not exactly the safest thing in the world, but at least, they've got something.
Yeah, it's not going to make much of a difference. Yeah. So then, at the sea... We see the shell shot pilot again. He's freaking out.
Mm-hmm. He's freaking out because they lock in the room. Turn the boat around. And he comes out, and then he actually was like, "Oh crap, you're almost here. You're almost at Dunkirk. No need to go back." And he starts like panicking.
Yeah.
He starts like wrestling with the old dude.
George.
George. The old dude. For the steering wheel of the boat to turn it around. And in this kerfuffle, he knocks little George.
Little Georgie.
And then
to the ground.
The other boy goes to go help George, and George is like talking to him for a while, and George is like, he's just saying that he always wanted to we're not there yet.
It's not yet. No, because we have other bits before.
Oh my god, this is so annoying. You know, if we did this again from the start, we should have just told each storyline.
I know. All we know now is that George has fallen and he has bleeding. He's got a bleed in his head, but we don't know.
Yeah.
But he's knocked out at this point, but he wakes up later on.
Yeah.
And then we see in the air, there's people chasing an enemy plane. And then it cuts back. It has like a 2-second cut. Then it goes to the boys.
The men arrive on Dunkirk.
Back at Dunkirk, who've never been there.
The main guys.
Yeah. Harry and the boys.
Because they had... Yeah.
Harry and the boys, One Direction. Pulls off.
Yeah, 1D, make it back.
They actually do come back. They make a comeback.
In the 40s.
And then you see, like, all the dead bodies, like, floating up onto the shore. I was like, imagine that.
Yeah, this bit, like, there's no... They kind of cut the tension a bit, where it's just, like, they're just waiting. It just looks, like, scary, because they're just having to sit and wait while people get closer and closer.
You're waiting for your death because the Germans are coming behind you and they're bombing you as well.
Yeah. So we see like people trying to make it out on smaller boats where they're not able to even get past the tide. So how are they going to be able to sail across the channel?
Yeah.
And then we see like some guy just... I remember the first time I watched it, I thought he was killing himself, but he might be trying to swim across the channel.
Yeah, I thought he was killing himself.
Because he just kind of like face plants into it and didn't really move.
Yeah,
we might even try to swim. We'll try and pretend that he made it across. He swam the channel.
He's the first guy that ever swam the channel.
Oh, absolute maniac!
Yeah.
At the time, someone has swam it, I think, now.
Yeah, definitely. Hundreds of people have. Thousands of people. They see like they talk about how the tide's starting to turn. Like, how do you know that? Because the bodies are starting to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've made like a makeshift pier out of jeeps and trucks and that.
Yeah,
and then they go.
That's smart.
They intersect with some people who are like they're gonna go and try and get this beached boat, and then it cuts, and then George is awake.
Yeah, so then George is awake and his friend's talking to him, and George is saying to him like he did this because he always just wanted just to be. He's never done it in his life. He always wanted to do something. He always wanted like just be in the paper, and like
because his teachers like, always like doubted him.
Yeah,
they're like you're never gonna be anything.
He won't be able to think that he's done something with his life.
What a mean teacher. Imagine teachers nowadays saying, like, oh, you're never going to be anything.
I know. And then the guy's like, to George, it's like, come on, meet you up deck. And he's like, I can't see. He's blind.
God's sake.
That honestly, that is actually the saddest part of the whole film.
There was another sad part that happens later on.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't say it. My favorite scene is the bit where the boat sinks. And then they're like, it's a cool set piece, I think.
Fair.
When the boat sinks, when they're all trapped inside it.
Yeah, it got torpedoed, and they're like, torpedo! And everyone's trying to get off.
Yeah. That is a good one. Yeah.
So, in the air, we see, like, this. We see Tom Hardy trying to make a decision whether he's going to, because he knows his fuel's very low, so he has to either turn back now and go home. He doesn't say anything because he's on his own at this point. He has to either turn back and go home or like keep going and doing what he's doing, but like he'll run out of fuel at some point.
He swaps to his fuel, he just swapped his fuel reserve.
Yeah, he commits to like, nah, he commits. We see him turn around and then it cuts away.
Yeah.
So he commits to staying in the battle, not going home.
He knows now this is it, he's not going back.
Yeah. It's noble. And we see on the beach, the big boss is like, only one ship's coming.
Only one?
Yeah.
One more ship. They've cut down their warships because they need to save them for the Battle of Britain, which they think is going to happen.
Yeah.
So, that's a shame. But then he says to them that they have civilian ships coming.
Is it what?
Like, what?
What? Civilian ships? But civilians can't drive boats.
But normal people can't do anything.
But then they notice this other boat on the beach that they go and sit in.
Yeah, the wee boys are sitting in that boat and they're like just chilling.
No, you could. They're waiting like for the. They said they're going to wait for the tide to come back. So it would take them away.
There's like 12 or something, 12 of them or something.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are Scottish.
Notice was from. What's it called? Sunshine on Leith.
Sunshine on Leith.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So, but it's taken too long. Unfortunately.
Yeah, they've been there for ages. And Harry then, isn't happy.
He's not happy at all. He's not happy at all. No. And then from the sea perspective, we see the dogfight that we saw earlier from the plane's perspective from below.
Yes, so the
people on the boat. On the boat, we just found out George is blind, and we're from their perspective, we see them look up and see the dogfight, the plane's fighting in the air we had saw before,
which we already seen.
Which is the time when the Scottish guy
got shot down.
Yeah,
because then they're like. The old guy's like to his boy, he's like, watch for a chute or for a parachute. But there's no parachute. And then but the dad still goes over, drives to him, he's like, what are we doing? And he's like, he's gone. He's like,
he's dead, dad.
But he's like, he might not be.
He might not be. He might have survived.
Exactly. He might have survived.
They're from Dorset. I remember that. They've got like a kind of Dorset. Like that kind of accent. Dorset. And then in the meantime, we see the boys are sitting there, they've been sleeping, and they're kind of like, you hear walking above them, they're like, oh my god, the Germans have found us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they grab him down,
but he's actually Dutch.
And then, and this is the random guy.
I'm not German, I'm Dutch. He says it'd be hours until they float because they're now way too heavy because all the people on board.
Yeah.
Has the gunshot already came through?
It's just about to.
Just about. In the next scene, we see them.
So, but like, there's the like, they're all talking. Because, first of all, they interrogate the guy, I think he's German, but he turns out he's Dutch. No, the Dutch guy's telling them, I think, that they were sent to go and get people. Because it wasn't, I don't think it was just English people that, like, civilian English people that went to go get, right? A lot of other countries did it as well.
Yeah, they were providing aid.
Yeah, he said that's what he was trying to tell them, that there's more people, there's people come provide aid. And then, but everyone's, like, quite hesitant at first. And then a gunshot goes flying through the ship.
So, like, okay. And everyone starts panicking, but like, no, shut up.
Yeah.
shut your mouth, shut your mouth, shut your mouth. That's what the guy's like.
Because you don't... Yeah, so they don't hear. So they don't think anyone's in the boat.
But he says it three times to the same guy. Shut your mouth, shut your mouth, shut your mouth.
Shut your face, you Jaffa cake.
That's what he says. Shut your face, you Jaffa cake.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But he's like... And more boats come through and like... Bing, bing. I was like, we're getting shot at. I was like, no, look. Look at the grouping. It's target practice.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Yeah. So they are getting shot at, but they don't know they're in there.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we see at the sea, they go to try and get the Scottish guy from the plane. They arrive eventually.
Yeah, but then there's like a bit with the Scottish guy, so he's like struggling to get out his cockpit.
He trapped. He's trapped. He really trapped. He's spooked. He's scared.
Cannot
he's
open
trapped.
The roof for the life of him.
Absolutely can he. He starts bashing it. Doesn't he work? Starts try to pry it open. Doesn't he work? It's not happening. Like
starts drowning.
Doesn't he? Oh, dead. Nope. He's not actually dead. It's fine.
Nah, he's not.
And eventually
escapes out. Do you remember what he says when he gets out?
I want to break free. He starts singing the Queen.
After he sings that, he sings it underwater. He can barely hear it, but it's definitely there.
He writes the whole song whilst he's trying to get out.
No, but when he actually breaks out, because eventually the guys come over and they smash the top of it and he manages to get out and he says, like, afternoon.
Does he?
He's so casual, afternoon.
That's funny.
So then at the same time, we see the boys. One of them gets shot during the target practice and he goes like, rah!
Yeah.
So then they're like, obviously the people in there, so they start popping shots. And he's like, someone needs to get off right now so we can get out of here, reduce the weight a bit. And Harry Styles is like, it should be this guy, because he's a German spy.
To the silent guy.
And he's like, he's not saying a word of English. And he's not saying anything, and when he does say anything, it's surrounded in sauerkraut.
Yeah, he's like, he hasn't said a single word, and I bet if he does, his accent will be thicker than sauerkraut.
Yeah.
And then Tommy's like, no, just say something, mate.
Just do it,
he's
mate.
Not, he's English, just say something.
He's and English, then
he's
you
like,
and me.
Yeah, saying something.
But it's like, in that moment, surely you could just do your best to put on an accent.
He's like, hello there, boys. It's me. I don't know why my accent was Texas. American.
Yeah.
Hey there, boys. It's me, your American friend, Le Beef.
Le Beef makes a comeback.
It's me, Le Beef. What he actually says is, je suis français. I am
French.
We get it. He's French. He's a filthy frog. That's what he says.
Yeah,
so
Jesus.
They still
God.
Want him off.
Yeah, so, anyway, you're not one of us. You get off. Harry Styles, like, even though this guy saved his life twice, three times, he's like, I don't care. Just chuck him. This is the price you have to pay. He's like, don't you want to go home? He's like, yeah, I want to go home. This is the price you have to pay. It's not worth it. I would not do it.
Yeah, because the main dude's like, yeah, no way we're doing that.
No way. He's like, it better work. It better work, mate, because you're next. That's what one of the guys says. They're like, oh no. They've turned. They've turned on him.
It's all very tense, but then there's another gunshot and then they all start like wrestling.
There's a bit of a scuffle. And then they all start popping shots off. So then obviously the Germans now know that they're inside it. They're like, pop, 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 pop.
And then
that's the sound
the boat
of all the popcorn
moving.
Popping.
Yeah. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, the boat, because they shift the boat's weight over because they all start running around and then it starts moving. They're like, plug the hose.
Yeah.
Just running around sticking all their fingers in all the holes.
Yeah, they can't just stay like that the whole time.
I know.
Bloop.
Yeah, so then we're getting close to when all the timelines intersect. So in the air, they fly over and look down and they see a ship that's been down. There's oil everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a down ship and there's oil leaking all into the
water. Yeah. Because it's went down, all from the engines, all leaked out over the water. So then they're all swimming, frantically swimming. Got all going
absolute
covered in oil.
I'm swimming real quick, like Michael Phelps. 12-time gold medalist. Doing the butterfly.
And 12-time gold medalist, Michael Phelps.
Hello, it's me. Yeah, so then we see at the beach that the Germans must be like right next to them.
Yeah.
There's a cool shot where, like, the captain is standing on the pier.
Yeah.
And then behind he's standing there, and it looks like the pier's empty, but then the camera like pans a little bit to the left, and we see the pier's still full of people. So there's still got a lot to do, but the Germans are right there. It's real spooky.
But then, is that not when they see like the British boats coming over, and he's like, "We're home."
Yeah, look, it's home.
We're home.
And this is the point where the beach, the sea, and the air timelines all intersect, so it'll be a bit more easy to talk about.
Yeah.
So now it's all one story.
So then it cuts, cut to the people just swimming to the boat from the oil.
Yeah.
So the family, the father, son, and George, they stop by the oil to let people start getting on the boat, and like people start getting on, and no one wants to go below deck, and eventually just tells them, either go below deck or get off because we can't fit anyone else on. So then they all start going below deck. Yeah. And then that's when one of them says, what are we doing with this? What are we doing with this guy? Yeah.
No, because the boy, the son of the man that is the ship, he goes, watch the boat. Watch what you're doing down there.
And he's like, what are you talking about? He's dead. And he's like, yeah, but still be careful.
He's dead, mate.
Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah, no, I was like, how can he just be so strong like that?
No.
Gotta be, yeah.
He just died.
Wee boy. Oh, my God.
And then just after that, he's like, yeah, but just be careful with him. And then you see Harry Styles, like, wrap him up in, like, a wee cloth and just make sure he's okay. And then Cillian Murphy comes up at the top of the deck and he's like, is your boy all right? And he's like, yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. I know, and that's when you're like, well done. He understands that the guy is very shell-shocked and can't...
Yeah, he didn't mean it.
More
he
didn't mean
it. It wasn't his fault. He says, yeah, it's all right.
No.
And the kind of like, just before that, we see like all the boys have to abandon the boat because obviously they've been shot like 25 times, so the boat's sinking.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get off, and the French guy dies at that point. He drowns in the boat.
Yeah.
Not he gets caught in something and drowns. It's kind of like an unceremonious death. He just like happens to die, which is like it fits in with the kind of. It's not really about the characters; it's about the event. Yeah, it's a shame.
I don't even know that happened.
Yeah, well, they all try to get off, and then when they're all breaking out the boat, Harry Styles is like, "Come on, mate, let's go." To the French guy, he's like, he's finally overcame his horrible xenophobia, but then he tries to get out, but he gets caught in something and dies.
Oh my gosh.
You wonder why you never see him again.
Yeah, I did wonder, but well. Jeez.
It's funny, when you see all the civilian boats are all filled with civilians, but I thought like the whole point was that the Navy had like commandeered all the ships. And the people we saw. Yeah, like, but the Navy was manning all the ships.
But people might have the same idea as the people we were watching, where like, it's my ship, I'm doing it myself.
I guess. It's all about
like, having your own ship, you know, like, you go down with the ship and all that.
And there's a big alarm sound, it's like through the whole thing. Like, it starts off sounding on the ship that's getting down, and then we just hear it all the time. Like,
but then when everyone's getting on the ship, and then there's a plane fight in the sky as well, and then something happens to the water, but how does it happen?
Enemy plane's coming back. Enemy plane, so the Tom Hardy uses his last little bit of
fuel,
whatever, to go like, shoots it down, blaps him. Yeah. Enemy plane crashes into the oil and it ignites. No?
Everyone says, woohoo! Ignites.
So everyone on the beach is cheering, but then everyone on the water's like,
the Scottish guy's like, get away now, pull away. The Scottish guy on the boat's like, pull away now.
Yeah.
We need Why are you putting on a Scottish accent?
Because he's from Glasgow, he's not from Edinburgh.
Here are you.
Okay.
Here are you, pull away with a boat. get the boat to.
He's like, absolutely zooming along, and they're like, everyone's trying to get out of here
from the fire. Grabbing them. Like, someone like lies underneath the fire, which would be so scary.
So it's one of the Scottish guys from the boat. He doesn't want to get burned.
I was like, why would you go underneath and swim away from it?
Yeah, no, he just went underneath and was like, oh my god, what? He's just sitting there.
It's like, what? You got 100 breath? You just stay there all day.
And he jumps up and just sits in the fire. Wouldn't you just jump up, take a breath, and jump straight back down? But there'd be no oxygen to breathe. Because it'd, be, it'd all be burnt up.
I don't know why you wouldn't just swim away from the fire underwater. But
you might have been like hurt or something. Maybe
you're just shocked as well.
Yeah. It's a real bummer. Right, so then everyone starts getting burned alive. That's a real fun time.
Yeah.
But they did manage to save loads of people.
A lot of people, yeah. Like, the boat is absolute packed.
Yeah.
And then they went on the little village boat thing. They're talking about, they're like, you were in RAF. And they're like, no, my son was, but he died.
I don't think that's yet. I think there's an orbit on, there's like an orbit cuts to the plane first, and you can see that Tom Hardy's ran out of fuel.
Now. Yeah, it kind of glides over the beach.
Yeah, and because everyone's like watching him on the beach, like just seeing him fly past, but his engine, you can see his engine's not on.
It's just I thought that was after that.
And then the enemy fighters come in, they start approaching both the beach and the boat, and we hear like thump, 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 the heartbeat.
Yeah.
The boat one misses because they're able to dodge it, because they use like the power that they've learned, the skills that they've learned from
then,
his brother.
Yeah, because then it cuts back to the boat. And is it a plane coming their way? And then the dad's like, go straight ahead, go straight towards it. And when I say, change the direction, says just before. And then the RAF guy's like, where did you learn that? And he's like, my son was a pilot.
And he asked the guy who's like 12, is that you? He's like, no, obviously not me.
Obviously not me. I'm like, I'm a child.
Yes, I fought in the First World War. I fought in the Great War.
Back when I was a fetus, so.
Yeah, so then they kill both the planes. Tom Hardy manages to kill one. Another one is also killed through their... Well, not killed, it just misses and leaves them for their good powers of evasion.
Yeah.
And we see Tom Hardy kind of glide over the beach, and we see down and it's so full of people.
Yeah, but they're starting to get off now.
Yeah.
Because the civilian boats have just arrived, yeah.
Yeah. And then it cuts forward in time a little bit. We see the boys arriving at the south coast of England.
Train station.
And the guy's like, Harry Styles is like, we let you all down, didn't we? Because they think he's convinced that like they're going to be, it's going to be so much shame.
He's more embarrassing, yeah. But yeah. He's like, no, you survived. That's
enough.
That's enough, yeah.
Yeah.
And the blind guy's handing out blankets to them.
Yeah, and he's blind because he, like, feels Tommy's face. And then when they're on the train, Harry's like, he's so ashamed he couldn't even look me in the eye.
But then the other guy doesn't say anything. He lets them think that.
Yeah.
I don't know why he doesn't think that.
Because he was willing to go and sacrifice some French guy, like, 10 minutes before.
Oh, fair enough.
So he's like,
we're
in this together. But, like, yeah, like, you deserve to feel bad.
Yeah. And then it cuts to... Tom Hardy's like now starting to realise he's run out of fuel, so he's starting to release his landing gear, but it's not really, it's like quite jammed, so he has to like pump the lever for it, for landing gear to come out.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to the train again, and then like they wake up, and there's boys throwing rocks against a train, classic entertainment, and then they're like, Harry Styles open up the window, is like, where are we? He can't remember where he says they are, but he asked for a newspaper. And then the main guy starts reading the article about...
We'll fight them on the beaches.
Yeah.
Fight them on the whatever.
The classic.
Yeah.
And whilst this is happening, like, a guy knocks the window and Harry Styles ignores them. And then the guy says something like, well done, lads. And then he passes beers through the window.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then they actually are... There's people are hyped. People are happy.
Yeah. That they're back.
Yeah.
Just around here as well, we see it's cut to some guy... wakes up on the pier, which I thought was quite funny. I was like, oh man, I'm late for school.
He misses it. And then
like, how did he sleep through all that?
I know.
He checked out the bombing raids and stuff, and so I was like, oh, what a... And it'd be funny if we saw him go to sleep right at the start, and it's just like, wakes up and saying, oh man, I slept for a week straight.
And then the captain's like, right, come on. This is a ship for the officers, but I suppose you can come.
Well, because then the captain decides to stay in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
We saved 300,000 men.
He's staying for the French.
I'm going to stay for the French.
Yeah.
And the train.
It cuts to... Is it the train or is it Tom Hardy?
well, like the train, like, sorry, just before, the bit before they get the beers, the guy's like, they'll be spitting at us in the streets because he's like convinced they're going to be so ashamed of them. But yeah, and then they get the beers. And then, but Peter, the guy from the boat, the young guy from the boat, goes to tell the newspaper about George. About how much of a hero he was.
Yeah, because that's what George always wanted.
Yeah, that was his one true wish. And he did it. He bloody did it for him.
He made it.
He bloody did it. Then we see them read the paper. Local hero dies in Dunkirk or something.
Yeah, and then it cuts to Tom Hardy. Yeah. He lands his plane on the beach and he fires his flare gun at it to set it on fire.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, is this the start of the sequel where he goes Black Ops? But no, it wasn't.
I remember people talking about how there were, well, there's people talking about, I don't know if it was a theory that he was going to make a sequel about if, because obviously we know there wasn't really a battle in Britain.
Yeah.
Because the British people managed to push back and get back into France and intercept and managed to make it. There wasn't an actual battle, like a foot on the ground battle in Britain. But it was a theory that he was going to make an alternate history film about, like, if there was a battle in Britain.
That would be quite cool.
But that did not happen, obviously.
I think they would be a cool one if it was just Tom Hardy behind enemy lines, trying to get back out. But
but we see him get caught by some Germans, some Jerrys.
Stands watching it on fire, and then they just come and arrest them. Yeah,
the Jerrys. It's quite cool. I think it's quite interesting because obviously at the time they didn't call them Nazis because Nazis wasn't an insult. Yeah. It was just maybe the party.
It was a Nazi party, yeah.
Whereas, like, obviously now you think of, like, oh, it was the Allies versus the Nazis, you say.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, for them, they were just German. They weren't, like, some terrible ideology. They were just another people. Because obviously, now we know it, like, we all think of it in context of, like, the Holocaust and stuff, but, like, as far as they were concerned, they were just another army.
It was just a war, yeah.
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 It was a weird one. And then, obviously, now you realise that not all the Germans were for it and things like that, but back then it was, they just thought it was a country versus a country. They didn't realise what was going on within the country at the time.
Aye. Yeah. And the very last shot of the film is we see the main character kind of just slightly look up, and that's it.
Yeah. I thought that was odd. Like, it cut to, it, like, Tom Hardy getting arrested. I thought, like, that would be an alright way to end it. Like, because he's doing his plane, like, mission complete, and then he gets arrested, and it cuts to black, and I thought, alright, is that the film done? And then it cuts to a wee scene of the guy looking up, and then it ends.
Yeah. I think the scene where he gets captured by the Germans is quite cool, because, like, that's the only time we actually see any German soldiers, but they're out of focus, because they're not the focus in more way than one.
Yeah. That's probably my favourite scene. He's just, like, staring at the plane like, I did it.
He did it, yeah.
I did it.
It's cool. I did it. So if you guys had to choose out of the three storylines, which one's your favourite?
I'd probably say the fighter pilot one. That's probably I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would probably say the beach one. I think is cool.
Yeah, fair.
The beach storyline's cool. I like the, because I feel like they're constantly doing other things. They're constantly, like, a bit forward and two steps back, and that kind of mentality where they're constantly just bouncing about everywhere.
Yeah.
It feels so hopeless.
I like the Tom Hardy one quite. It's like, if he doesn't do his job, then everyone else will die, and also he's running out of fuel at the same time.
Yeah, it's tense.
It's tense, yeah.
The village one's quite, the wee boat, the little town boat's quite cool, because they're, like, you're getting an insight from, like, normal people.
Yeah.
That's cool, because we each said a different one then.
Yeah.
We each got something different out of it. So, like, I think this film's really cool. Like, as we keep saying, like, it's so technically amazing. Like, in the cinema watching this kind of stuff, it's just so cool watching it. Mm-hmm. And there is, like, there's always, like, there's mysteries and stuff in it as well, but you wouldn't even think about it when you're watching it. Like, that's not a mystery. But then, like, when they reveal the guy to be French, you think of all the different actions he did in different contexts. Like, he is burying the body, and like did he kill him? We never find out.
Yeah. And then he took the guy's name badge and everything.
Yeah, we took his uniform, like, all this stuff.
Oh, really?
And then we see him looking so shifty when the commanding officer is just behind him, because he's so scared that he's going to speak to him.
Yeah.
And find out that he's
French.
He's French.
Yeah.
It all makes sense why he's acting so shifty the whole time.
Yeah.
Because he's got something to hide. Something to hide. Santa. It's pretty good though. And it's quite cool because like most of the actors in this, well, like, obviously there's really famous ones, but for the young actors ones, they're kind of like almost no name actors, but from Harry Styles. But he's not an actor.
Yeah, he's a singer.
They're just like young, kind of boyish because they're meant to be like inexperienced. They don't know what they're doing. They're like in this total crazy situation.
Yeah. It's cool.
It really works for me, I think.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. And you got any points to go on?
I just thought, I thought it was really well made. I thought it was a nice way to film it, split up into three parts. Like three sections.
Yeah, it makes a bit more interesting.
And you don't really see films like that. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah.
And like, I think, even though they don't like have a lot of dialogue with the characters, they do character development well. Like you know, like, you get a bond with them, that like you want them, you know what I mean?
We know who they are, like, yeah. With very little.
Yeah.
That's like, it's just good writing. Like Christopher Nolan's like one of the, like a modern, one of the best contemporary directors.
Yeah, fair. He made some great films.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I've probably seen it like 5 times, and I feel like I could watch it again because there's other things you get out of it watching it multiple times.
Yeah, I would happily watch it again.
Because it is like, it's so visually based. There isn't like twists that can be spoiled and stuff, really.
It's quite like, just because it's like a film based in that time period, and it's like a visual, it reminds me of like 1917.
It does.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot where it's like, there is dialogue, but it's not that much, and it just kind of focuses like, just all these nice cinematic shots to kind of show what's going on.
I suppose there is quite, it's kind of similar in the same way. There's a big emphasis on like journeys and stuff in Dunkirk. Like, well, some people are coming towards the Dunkirk, and some people are going away.
Yeah.
Like, and there's journeying towards each other, and there's like a destination. It's just they talk about constantly how like they can almost see the coast of England, but they can't get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kept saying it. They're like, it's right there.
Because at the end, they go past the White Cliffs of Dover. Like, we've been there.
They say it's not Dover. It's Dorset.
Dorset. I mean Dorset.
It's Dorset. We're home. Something like that. Dorset.
Have we been there?
We're home, lads. I've no idea. Maybe. Who knows? I've been to England.
Yeah.
South England. So, yeah. Like, but we live in the UK now, so, like, it's nice to think. Because I remember we've been to Dover, as you said, but you can see France, pretty much.
You can see it from
on a clear day. Yeah. It's just weird, but it's cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
It's a good film. Do you want to do our ratings?
Yes.
Yep.
Go for it. My rating overall, I'll say...
Go for it. You just...
Go for it. I was like, no, none of you said anything. So overall...
Oh, my head.
Overall, I'm going to give it an 8.5. I think it's really technically well made. It's just really cool. I really enjoy watching it. There's not anything bad in it really at all. There's nothing I can point to be like, oh, I wish they could do that better, because it is just really... well crafted and nice. Like I could have watched it for like, could have been 3 hours, and it would have been, they could have added like a whole two other timelines, and it would have been like, it would have been cool. I could have sat and watched it forever.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'll say 7.5. Okay. Good. Solid good.
Solid good.
It's not the best one I've ever seen, but it's good. Like, I would watch it again. I'd recommend people to watch it.
Definitely.
Nice.
What do you think, Louise?
I'd give it a 8.6.
Whoa, it's slightly better than me.
Yeah.
Just have to be better than Sean.
Just has to be
better.
Yeah,
just have to one up.
Just have to
I was thinking 8.7, but I brought it down a wee bit just because.
Fair. 8.6. Yeah. Cool. Right. So that'll do it for this review segment. We'll see you guys in a minute. Right, guys, thank you for sending in your emails as part of the competition. We're going to be reading out a few of them, getting through some questions. You want to go first?
I'll go first if you want. So,
go for it.
This isn't a question, but it's just a nice email. So Cameron Orr sent in. He's just said, "Hi guys, I'm your number one fan. I love hearing your voices. It just makes my day." He's left some film reviews. We're not going to say them, so it'll be a nice surprise if when we use them. But yeah, guys, mm-hmm. that's good. Send in film reviews, film ideas.
Yeah, we'll always like that. Yeah, definitely.
And it just says, thanks, guys. Love you all.
Hashtag stay safe. Hashtag this is the way.
Yeah, hashtag stay safe. This is the way. So,
thank you, Cameron Orr.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cameron Orr. Known as Camor.
Known as Camor.
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 And we also got one from Megan Waugh. So thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
Megan Waugh. She said, hi, guys. Love the podcast so much. I've entered your competition. Keep it up. It's so good. Really brightens my mood. Thanks so much, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
And we shall read your review in one of the other
One of these podcasts. Days. Coming up.
Yes.
So we'll try to pace them out, not do them all at once. Let's have a whole 15-minute segment where we're just reading reviews. Okay, I've got a question here. Email this comes from Dom. Thanks, Dom. Hi, guys. Loving the show. I'm always put off with a film if it's more than 2 hours long, and I tend to prefer an hour and a half. Some films stretch out and I lose interest. Is it just me, or what's your ideal film length? Regards, Dom.
Thank you, Dom. That's a good question.
Good question.
That is a really good question.
So, for me, depending on my mood, I can watch a film. I can watch a film that's 5 hours long.
Really? Oh my gosh.
See, when I was like a teenager, I could happily sit through a long film, but nowadays, like, in some environments, I just struggle to sit through it. I don't know why. Yeah. Longer films. I don't know why. When I'm older,
I feel like if I'm at home, like 2 hours is fine. Yeah. But if I'm in the cinema, I could easily watch a film.
Oh, if it was a break. In the cinema, it's different. Because you get proper in the zone for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I think
there's
if you
no
watch
distractions.
It at home, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to sit down and watch a film. Like, I watched a film, Children of Men, a couple of days ago.
That's my favourite film.
It was a good film, but even that, I didn't watch one go. I had to take a break halfway through, you know, go do stuff. That's only like 2 hours long, an hour and 45 or something.
I watched The New Hope like 2 weeks ago, and I took a few breaks watching that just because like I'm busy and doing things. It does feel weird to be sitting down for like 2 hours to be doing something if it's like, yeah. Or I watched this film last night, but like, I watched it in 2 bits because I went and I took a break in the middle and went and cut up like 10 onions and put them in the freezer.
But then I
bought a bag of onions.
At night I can watch a film all the way out. Normally, if I'm in the mood for it. Get nice and cozy and watch a nice wee film.
But I understand the plight of not liking a long film, fair dues.
Yeah.
My ideal time length for a film would probably be about an hour and a half.
Fair.
But it's so short though. Like, imagine your favourite film is like half the length. You have to cut out so much.
I know. But that means you get straight to the point, you know.
It depends. If it's in the cinema, I like it a bit longer because I'm paying money for it.
If I went to the cinema and saw a film with an hour and a half, I'd be like, I'm getting scammed.
Yeah, but if it's like on Netflix or something and you just want to just chill for a wee bit, then an hour and a half is a good length.
Yeah. Who's to say? Who knows? Who cares? But thank you. Well, obviously, like, if a film, I think a film like, to be played in the cinema, it has to be at least like an hour and 25.
Fair.
But it can't be anyway. Most films aren't any more than like 3.5 is like, 3.5 is like ridiculously long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridonkulously
long.
Absolute redonkulous.
That was a good question.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dom. Cheers.
Thank you. So we've got another one from Chloe Watt. Thank you, Chloe. Who also... Shane, man. So
she says,
hi, my question for the podcast is, what has been your favourite film/episode that you've reviewed so far and why? Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe. Really good question.
It is.
It's a hard one, but I'd say my favorite film that I've reviewed would be Gone Girl, just because it caught me off guard. I don't know if it's my favorite episode though.
No, I think I quite enjoy doing the film. Some of the films aren't as good, but like I like just talking about it, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like I thought when we did. I thought True Grit last week was quite fun.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed doing True
Grit. Yeah, that was funny.
Talking about La Beef.
La Beef.
La Beef. I agree, though. I think Gone Girl.
Gone Girl is definitely my favourite film, but it was a very long review.
I would say that my favourite film we've reviewed, the best film we've reviewed on here, for me, is Groundhog Day.
Fair. Absolutely.
Yeah, because... No, that was a good film.
That was episode 4, though. That was, like, months ago. Way back. We did that in, it was in February we did that.
Like,
is that pre-quarantine?
Yeah, like, we'd have to go back and properly listen to all...
We were listening back to it because we're like, oh, what did you do this week? Oh, I went out to the shops, went to had a pint with my friends. It's like, oh, whoa. So it's totally so weird.
No, it's just depressing.
Pint my buds.
They'll never be open.
Are you painting in the pub?
I never
really got to do that, if I'm being honest.
I suppose you never really did, eh?
Wouldn't mind it being a wee tenant.
Yeah, we've still never been for a drink, actually, us three.
Right. We can do that, though. When we come over summer, we can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Get absolute steamo.
Go for a wee tinny in the back garden.
Hi.
But I like when we do, like, we did, like, Ghost. I thought that was quite fun. We've had Poppy on, and we're sitting.
Ghost was surprising me as a film as well. I thought that's I like those ones the best, where, like, the film I don't think it's going to be as good as what it actually is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hello.
Hello.
But I quite like when we do. We did, like, Pirates of the Caribbean in episode 10. Oh, that was fun to do because it's fun. Good. And we're like we remember it quite well. We're quite passionate about it.
I think for me, though, the best episodes that I enjoy the most recording is where, like, we don't spend too long talking about the film. Because, you know, like, ones like Gone Girl is a great film, but we spent about an hour and a half talking about the film.
Yeah, and then after that, it was like an hour and a half talking about just the synopsis. And then after that, we're, like, talking about the different pieces, bits and pieces and stuff like that.
Like, it's interesting talking about it, but it does drag sometimes. Yeah. You go that long. Like, it's good we talk for like 45 minutes to an hour. That's a good length.
Yeah, we did an episode recently. We did one. We went through it so quick, but it was like quick fire and it felt like it flowed well.
It flowed well, yeah.
Which one was that?
I can't remember.
I remember it being fast. I can't remember what phone it was either.
Boston Translation? Shutter Island?
Boston Translation.
Was it, maybe?
Boston Translation was that was 3 episodes ago already.
That had like, yeah.
That flies.
Jeez, yeah.
I quite enjoyed. I didn't enjoy the film, obviously, everyone knows. All the reasons. But I enjoyed making the episode, because it was nice just slamming something, because we're always, like, positive reviews, and it was nice.
It's funny, because I was so quite positive on it, but you guys were, like, obviously just...
Yeah, just slamming it.
Didn't enjoy
mixed
it.
Opinions.
It's quite funny when we have films that we disagree with a bit, like, if we like or not. Because I know you quite like The Nun, don't you, Louise?
Yeah.
Which I hate The Nun. I think it's actually like one of the worst films I've ever seen.
Hate it? Sorry. Well, that's a strong word.
Strong word. I know. And I don't normally like using the H word. The H word.
But that's even lost originally. I hate I got just a bad film. It's just really bad.
It's like technically fine.
Yeah.
It's just different.
It's just different. Whereas I think The Nun's crap. Enjoy it.
Oh, okay, guys.
I don't mind The Nun. It's all right. But I've got a thing with horror films nowadays altogether, to be honest. But. Anyway,
like them. Yeah.
I think, they've kind of lost its charm of, like, you know, like The Shining and stuff like that of the past.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I think whatever we've recorded, it isn't, like, the film, obviously, like, is the main part of it, but, like, after that, when we're, like, talking and we're, like, having fun and just doing weird stuff.
Exactly.
That's my favourite bit as well. We have, like, a good question. Yeah.
The banter.
You can obviously, like, whenever I'm listening back to it, the energy changes. Like, we're sitting talking about the film, and then the film finishes. We go and have a wee 5-minute break, and then we come back and we're like,
all full energy.
Right, guys.
By the end of the review, it's all like monotone because we're just like, we're talking about this film that we've just seen. We're talking about it for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. We spend 2 hours watching the film, and then we spend two hours talking about it. And obviously, we have to do like the pre production stuff and then setting up stuff and discussing things.
Yeah. So it's a long process, guys, right? It gives me a bit of respect.
We put a lot of work into this, yeah.
Also, guys,
that's good though.
I had another episode in my head that I enjoyed. I enjoy this when, obviously it's a brief segment, but I enjoy it when mum and dad get involved for like.
Yeah, that's funny.
When we get a good bit out of them, it's nice. It changes it up.
Sausage Rolls and Beans, that's a classic.
Sausage Rolls and Beans.
That's a modern classic.
Cannot forget.
You know, when we talked about The Platform, which I didn't like, and it's so simple, but we're just sitting like, just rip on like, why are they doing that? Yeah. I don't get it.
I feel bad for The Platform because I had quite a cool concept. They just didn't do enough.
That's what we said, though. That's what we said. It was like, it has a cool concept, but it didn't really deliver.
Did you see... sorry, this is completely off-pace, guys, but, I mean, interesting for any viewers here. They released... Netflix just released a Snowpiercer TV show.
I did see that. Interesting. I want to do Snowpiercer the film.
The film only recently came out. Well, recent in terms of like getting a TV show made by for it.
What?
It
came out in 2013.
It's only 7 years ago to get a TV show based, but yeah, fair enough. It is a good film. We should review it at some point.
Aye, definitely. It's on my list. It's actually number one on my list of the films I wrote down. Not that it's ranked, it just happens to be the first one I wrote down.
But
oh, it's so exciting.
Anyway, thank you, Chloe, for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Question.
Good question. Good jeeps. Good jeeps.
Anyone got any other questions to ask?
No, that'll do it for this question segment.
Think so.
Again, guys, if you want to send any more questions, it's swansonpodcast@outlook.com.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Questions, comments, suggestions, all that fun stuff. Keep it coming.
Write all of it.
Criticisms.
Really brutal criticism. We just love it.
Yeah. Just make fun of us for everything. Like, just bully us. Like, make fun of us for like our appearances, our personality.
Because you can see us.
Yeah.
Like, really dig in there. Like, really go personal on it. Like,
make fun of pictures of us as children. You know, just do that. No, don't do that.
Yeah, like, talk about how ugly we are. Talk about how smelly we are.
Oh my God, you look stinker. So smelly in that picture.
You're ponging. Right. We're just going to jump in. We catch up.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go first. Anybody?
You tell us about your stuff, Craig.
All right. I'm going to lead the way for you guys. So,
cheers.
Last Thursday is when we last recorded. So on Friday, I had organised to have a phone call with the manager from my place of work. I sat there. We arranged a time in the morning. She even went, okay, I'll speak to you then. I sat waiting at the arranged time for 2 hours. I sat and waited at my desk with a notepad and pen.
For 2 hours?
Yeah, I had to sit on my phone just waiting. She never called.
Oh my God.
And then emailed her saying, like, well, can we arrange another date or something? She never replied to that. And I then got an automated email on Monday saying I'm not going back to work. I'm going to be staying on furlough, which I suppose is okay. There's the family quiz on Sunday, which was good fun. Louise and Evan were the champions.
Hallelujah.
Well done. That's everyone won now, except Mum and Dad, by the way.
Yeah, actually.
Sorry, old guys.
Guys, I spent the start of this week and in the weekend editing our YouTube video. So make sure to go check out the Swanton Chatroom YouTube channel. Subscribe, like it. Tell your friends about it. The video's only 1:40, so there's absolutely no excuse to not go see it. It's nice and short.
Quite a specimen.
It took me a long time to edit, guys, so please go do it.
Check and see what you do next. Where is it all uphill from here?
Maybe there'll be some beans and sausage rolls next, I don't know.
You can edit animation of Mum.
And then yesterday, I had a phone call talking about made a phone call back to the old pa, talking about because I'm not going back to work, and I'm the lease on this flat ends soon, so I'm not really gonna have any plans. So we're gonna talk about going home.
Very exciting.
Aye.
So yeah.
You watched the Clone Wars?
I finished that like a week ago, week and a half ago.
Last week, we were talking about how you were going to finish it.
Yeah. Amazing. I think I finished it on Friday. Amazing, guys. I don't care how old you are. I don't care. It's for children. Watch Star Wars The Clone Wars.
The last four episodes, definitely.
Especially, yeah. It gets... The first season, I'd probably say, is like, but then it gets very much better as it goes on.
That's what, like I've been watching Star Wars Rebels, like the sequel show to that, and then the first season is pretty boring. Quite a bit of the second season, but then they start like the last two episodes of the second season are actually like really good.
I'm excited. The first season's all right.
Well, it's like if you think it's all right, then you'll think the next stuff's really good.
I'm excited.
It is good, and there's rumblings about obviously we talked about the Mandalorian before about how second season of that. Did you see that the guy who plays the clones was cast in the Mandalorian?
Yeah, because I know some spoilers, but I'm not gonna. I know two characters are gonna be in it, but I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys.
Okay, I was gonna spoil it, but it's fine. We won't spoil
two characters. We ain't gonna be dropped. I mean, everyone's gonna know the spoiler, but we have to pride ourselves in not spoiling things.
Yeah, everyone who cares is gonna know, but everyone else is not gonna care about us talking about not spoiling something.
Exactly. There you go, guys.
Right. So then, yeah. It's just such an amazing ending. I think it's just so cool.
I think right now, especially with my thoughts on the actual Star Wars trilogy of films, I think that the animated, like Clone Wars and The Mandalorian, have kept it.
I think Clone Wars is like top tier, but I think The Mandalorian is pretty bad.
The Mandalorian's alright. I enjoyed.
They're fine, but they're like a bit boring.
But I enjoyed them more than overall than the films, the new films. But the films are still alright.
The new films, I really like one of them. I really hated one of them. One of them was okay.
I mean, the new trilogy, the spin-offs are good. I like the spin-offs, but yeah, going on a wee bit of a tangent here. I think the Clone Wars, yeah, really saved the franchise for right now.
Definitely. What about you, Louise?
I've just been chilling and I've been doing tons of coursework and then, oh my gosh, right, so the other day I was driving to Asda and I was literally not even far from our street, I was at Sheriff Hall and the lights turned red so I stopped and then the lights turned green and when I went to go, I was like, whoa, there's a really loud car around me. And I was looking, and I was like, where is that coming from? And then I was like, oh my god, it's me. My exhaust had broke, so it was in half. Geez. And my car said, I was a boy racer. I was literally like, vroom, vroom, ding. It's hilarious. It's still like that right now.
Does it still work? Fine.
Yeah, like I can drive it. It just is very, very loud. But Evan's got the part to fix it. It's coming today, so he's going to fix it for me, thankfully. But actually hilarious. I was peeing myself laughing because I had to phone Evan and I was like, Evan, can you please come and see like what's wrong with my car? So I drive over, I'm in Asda car park and then he's actually peeing himself. He's like, what? He's like, you're literally a boy racer. I was so loud. Hilarious. So yeah, that's getting fixed. Then I did a wee quiz with my friends yesterday and I came joint last with Abby.
I like it.
So, yeah. But that's pretty much.
You won the family one, so.
Yeah. Oh, last Friday I went to Five Guys. That was honestly stunning.
What'd you get then? Tell me.
I got a little cheeseburger.
A little? What'd you get? Like, did you get a normal size one?
Because it's, one, it's cheaper, and two, I don't want two patties, and I only wanted one, but. Of burger, so yeah, weird. And
absolutely
it was
embarrassing.
So
good. The small and Five Guys, it's just a normal burger.
Yeah, hey, literally. That's on Scotland being obese, and I got little fries and a chocolate and Oreo milkshake. Was stunning.
Did you get bits of
bacon? No, I didn't. Sorry.
Did you put malted milk in it?
No.
You put malted milk in it. It comes out so thick.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Just ask for malted milk.
I don't know if you can do it in
corn. They may not have it in stock because of the situation.
I don't like it too thick anyway.
I love it.
Love it thick, so same.
Mildy shake. But yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah. What about you, Shane?
This week, I've been arranging to buy a car.
What?
No, we've actually have bought it now. We're gonna get it delivered on Monday. Oh. Just a wee city car, wee zoomer.
That is so exciting. I cannot wait.
It's exciting. Me and Poppy went halfers on it.
I'm so excited.
Bought it outright, so we own a car, 2019 car, so it's pretty new.
Pretty nice. It's a little
Riego.
What are you naming the ship?
Me and Poppy have been discussing name. I can't disclose until we have a finalised answer. It's like you don't discuss baby names before born. You have to have it down.
What's the name of your car, Louise?
I don't have a name. No, I need to think of one. Chloe's car is called Little Fat Lady.
I thought your car was called Dennis.
Dennis?
I thought you called it that.
No. Mum would like to say hi.
Hello, Mum. Again.
Hello, Sean and Craig.
Hello.
They said hello.
Okay.
Tell her to say hello to the listeners.
Okay. Mum, say hello to the listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Wow. Yeah.
Mum,
yeah.
Ask Mum when she's going to come on the podcast.
She just walked out.
Oh, don't worry.
She just walked out with a straight face.
She's like, you know, like psychopath, like they put on a front for everyone else and then they just go back to their crazy state where no one's looking.
Hello, listeners. Straight face. But yeah, what was I saying? I'm getting a
Dennis.
Car. Your car's called Dennis. My car.
My car's a girl, Dennis. Though.
Yeah, we cars don't have genders. So
why called it the Falcon? That's what we called Stu's.
Oh, all right. Well, that's because it's Stu's.
We had the best. Wherever we got the motorway, we shoot. Someone shoot tree punching, and I'd always hit the hazard lights because it looks like the.
And then it looks like you're broken down, and everyone's like, yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think okay. Your car will be called Jennifer.
My car?
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
I think you might call it Henry.
I'm going to call it, I'm not going to call it a gender name. I'm going to call it whatever name, just a made up name.
Okay. Zeus.
Zeus.
Zeus. Call it
the Almighty.
The Almighty. Could you call it Man Killer?
Yes!
That's something I did this week. On Tuesday, I did the thing again where I ordered two pizzas because Poppy wouldn't let me get a Domino's. Well, Poppy didn't want to have a Domino's, so I just ordered two pizzas for myself.
Same. I had so for Tuesdays too.
Two pizzas.
Yeah, but I ate it over 2 days.
Oh, fair enough.
Like,
I thought you actually, had it just for dinner. You had two 12-inch pizzas.
I made a big mistake and ordered two of them. They're both barbecue-based, which I don't mind a barbecue-based, but not both of them.
Why did you do that, Shane?
Because I accidentally did it. I didn't realize the Mighty Meaty was barbecue. I thought it was tomato.
Because Evan got that the other day, but he changed it to tomato base.
Absolute genius, that boy.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, that was highlights of the week. I'm going back to work next week.
Exciting.
Officially. Going back on Monday. Going in for an hour on Monday, then I'm going in on Tuesday.
Keep you busy.
Keep me busy. So next week I'm going to be zooming a bit in my wee car.
Oh yeah, you got a car now, but like, how are you and Poppy divvying it up?
We'll sort it out, we'll work it out.
Yeah, well,
if people need it, we'll do it.
Well, does Poppy not go for like longer? Or no, I suppose you do the long shifts too, actually.
Yeah, my first shift is 9 hours or something.
Well, Poppy's usually night shift nowadays, so.
No, well, not for another 3 weeks, she's not again, luckily. Oh,
damn.
Poppy's asleep right now as we're recording this, or she was asleep recently.
Yeah.
Right, so that's pretty much all I've done this week. I've not really done much else, to be honest.
Nice.
I feel like I have done, but I can't think what it is.
I mean, there's not much we can do, really.
Because we're all loners.
Bumped into Kirk and Samuel.
Well, the dynamic duo.
Well, no, they weren't together. Kirk was on a cycle and Samuel was walking home from work.
Wow. Where's Sam work?
Morrison's.
Right, so next week, guys, want to hear what we're doing next week?
Yes.
But first, Craig, what's the socials?
Right, guys, so remember, I'm actually going to say this again. I know we've already said it twice already, and I don't really be annoying to you guys, but we're actually doing a giveaway right now. What? So, guys, I want you to be, before we even say the socials, I want you to be sending a 5-star review, 5-star rating, a review underneath the rating, and then on both of them on Apple Podcasts, and then send in proof that you've done both of those first two steps, email them to us, and you'll be nominated for a chance to win £25 worth of Amazon goods. Now, I want to tell you that Sean has also got a giveaway on his other podcast. Sean, would you like to quickly say that?
So all we do is chat the podcasts, also on Apple Podcasts. This gives you an opportunity to win a £25 takeaway. If you want to be entered in that, head on over. All the details are on the Instagram. All we do is chat as well.
I mean,
it's the same rules.
Guys, it takes 5 minutes and you have the chance to win £50 worth of good stuff, you know?
All together.
What are you doing with yourself? Get on that. Get doing that.
What are you doing? We've had a good response so far, but it could always be better.
Always be better.
I'm talking to you, person who's not done it yet. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. We're watching you right now. We're watching you through your window. Do it.
Do it. I'm looking at your computer right now. Do it.
You're not on it right now, are you?
Get on the website. No, get that app on your phone.
You're playing Candy Crush. You're watching TikTok videos. Stop, get off TikTok.
Unless you're already watching the Swanson chat room on TikTok, then you can do that.
That's fine then. Right, guys. So remember, obviously then the email that you need to send that proof into is swansonchatroom@outlook.com. And also, guys, remember to send in swansonpodcast@outlook.com. Sorry, guys. Yeah,
Swanson Podcast.
I said chat
Swanson
room
podcast at outlook.com.
Swansonpod@outlook.com. No caps. Send it in, guys. And also, feel free to send some questions, movies you'd like us to review, or just general compliments. Like, they're always nice to get as well. Like, we read some out today. And yeah, just keep that going, guys. And also remember to be checking out our Twitter at Swanston_chat.
Yep. Do we even use the Twitter anymore? Who knows? Who's to say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, not really. But you can follow it anyway.
And the Instagram, it's Swanston_chatroom.
Yes.
Yep. I'll just say briefly as well, guys, on my All We Do Is Chat Instagram page, I'm currently doing a tournament to see what people think is the best conspiracy theory. So head over there and vote for what think it'll be. I'm going to put it all up on Saturday, I think. It'll be all the different brackets, and then we'll do semifinals and the final to find out who's the ultimate conspiracy theory, according to my audience.
Listeners.
Okay.
Also, guys, I want to shout out our TikTok, which is...
Sean_Swanston. This is _Swanston. But I don't post it on there in like 2 weeks, but maybe I will if I get enough people on there.
And also, guys, we've now got our YouTube channel.
What?
Yeah, guys. So, Swanston Chat Room on YouTube. It's got the same logo. You'll know the channel because it's got the same logo that we all for our podcast.
Same name.
There's one video out there, which is a highlight from True Grit. Well, it's a little funny scene there. 1:40. It's got some pictures in it. It's got pictures of us. Got some stock pictures as well. So you can have a good time doing that, guys. If you want to jump over there, subscribe, like, tell your friends. Right, guys. So now that we've done all that, let us move on to Sean now, who's going to move on. He's going to move on to the film for next week segment.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So the film next week. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. I've only ever seen it like twice.
Oh.
The film next week is The Great Gatsby.
Oh, never seen it. Exciting.
Don't know if I've seen never that. Seen
it. Classic is DiCaprio. Tobey Maguire. Absolute banger. We've also got a guest coming on next week.
Ooh.
Ooh. My co-host for the other podcast, Pete's going to come on.
I like it.
A crossover episode. Excited nice. For it. So, Great Gatsby next week, guys.
Nice one.
Exciting.
New guest. Exciting. New guest as well.
Who else is hyped? God. Me.
Who else is hyped? Now you say we? Yeah, good guys. we are.
A third guest. Think about it. How far we've come from. Thank you to everyone who's just been here so far, and we're just going to keep on going.
Keep trucking along. We've got something extra special planned for episode 20, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Right, cool. Catch you guys later.
Cheers, everyone.
Peace.